Hi everyone, it's time for Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. We hope you are enjoying the holiday season.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. So far, I'm enjoying it. Today's topic is holiday.
And the title of our lesson is Ready for New Year's. Ready for New Year's. So, it's almost 2017. How will you celebrate the new year?
I'm going to my friend's house. We're going to dance and eat a lot of food.
It's an exciting time, and it's an exciting topic to learn about. Let's begin with our Read It. Here's Marie.
New Year's is an exciting time. People make new goals for the next year. Do you have a fun idea for a New Year's resolution? Linda loves to read. She plans to read more books. Taylor wants to learn a new language. She can order a textbook online. Maybe Rob and Alex can help her too.
Well, I'm ready for the new year. Marie, what do you want to do in 2017?
I really want to travel more. This year, I was so busy that I didn't make time to travel. I want to visit some places in Europe. How about you?
Well, that sounds way better than mine. I just plan to drink less coffee. I stay awake too much.
Hey, that's a good one. Well, it's the beginning of a new year, and it's almost here. Well, before we learn about this topic, let's go to our keywords. Here's Christina.
Hello, 眼看着又到了迎接新年的时候了。这种时候很多人都会设定一年的新目标。People make new goals for the next year. 名词 goal 就是目标。我们所说的新年新希望，英文就是 a New Year's resolution。名词 resolution 是决心或决定的意思。Linda 觉得反正都做不到，所以根本就不想立什么新年志愿。不过 Alex 建议可以从容易做的开始，比如 Linda 喜欢阅读，就可以立志在新的一年多读一些书。Plan to read more books next year。动词 plan 就是计划。面对语文有兴趣的 Taylor， 现在他想在2017年学习一种新的语言。She wants to learn a new language. 名词 language 就是语言。所以 Taylor 就上网订了一本学中文的教科书。She ordered a textbook online. 这里的 textbook 就是教科书或课本。我觉得 Alex 的建议很棒。我们可以从自己喜欢有兴趣的事情开始着手。你也可以试试看定下2017的新目标吧。
Good morning, Alex.
Hi, Linda.
What are you doing?
I'm making a list of goals for 2017.
You're writing New Year's resolutions?
Yes. I make a list of goals every year. What about you?
I don't make resolutions.
Why not?
Resolutions are hard to keep.
It's in the morning in the Jungle Cafe. Alex is making a list.
Oh, a list of what?
He is making a list of goals. Most of us make goals. Maybe your goal is to exercise more times a week, or maybe you want to get a college degree.
Those are great goals to have. These days, I really like taking pictures. My goal is to learn photography. I want to learn how to take pictures.
Alex is making a list of goals for 2017. He is writing his New Year's resolutions. A resolution is like a promise. You promise yourself to make this come true. You want to do something differently in...The new year, you make a resolution. Marie, before you said you wanted to travel more in 2017, right?
That's right. That's my New Year's resolution. I want to travel to places I've never been before. So, Peter, what's your New Year's resolution?
Well, like I said, I drink too much caffeine. So drinks like coffee and tea and soda have caffeine in them. I want to drink those less.
I think you can do it. In our conversation, we learned that Linda does not like making resolutions because resolutions are hard to keep. Christina, do you think so? Let's hear what you have to say about this.
Linda 不想定新年的新目标，因为她觉得 resolutions are hard to keep。句尾的 keep 是履行承诺或者是去实践计划的意思，所以她是觉得要实现制定的目标很困难。所以这个动词 keep 蛮特别的，它可以表达履行或遵守。我们来看看它的用法。I need to keep my promise. 我必须要信守履行我的承诺。Everyone must keep the law. 每个人都必须遵守法规。
Marie, do you think it's hard to keep your resolutions sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes. One year, my New Year's resolution was to eat less sugar. It was really hard to do. It only lasted a month.I understand why Linda doesn't like making resolutions.
Yeah, I think it depends on what it is. Some are really hard to do, and some are easy to do. Friends, do you have any New Year's resolutions? Tell your friends about it.
Yeah, well, let's learn more about the New Year. Here's Conversation B.
Try an easy goal. What do you enjoy doing now?
I like reading, so maybe I can read more books next year.
How many books do you read now?
I read maybe 10 books every year.
Okay, plan to read 15 or 20 books next year.
I like that idea. Now I'm excited.
Linda doesn't like making resolutions. She thinks they are hard to keep. So Alex tells her to try an easy goal.
That's a great idea, Alex. She should try an easy goal.
Try an easy goal.
Oh, I have many goals, but most of them are not easy.
No, try an easy goal. Peter, that's today's
calendar phrase.
Try an easy goal.
Try an easy goal.
试试简单一点的目标。
Let's run 20 miles every day.
Try an easy goal.
Let's swim 10 miles every day.
Try an easy goal.
Let's walk 2 miles every day.
Try an easy goal.
Let's watch TV every day.
That's an easy goal. Let's do it.
Try an easy goal.
Try an easy goal.
试试简单一点的目标。
I think Linda should try an easy goal.Alex thinks it should involve something that she is doing.
Yeah, and you know what? Linda enjoys reading. She says, I like reading, so maybe I can read more books next year. And we always like to hear from Rebecca. So, here she is. Hello, Rebecca.
Hey, friends. I am so glad that you're joining me today. Well, it's that time when we get to learn a new grammar point.I like something, so I will do something. For example, I like cooking, so I will make dinner. Or, I like traveling, so let's go to Japan. You can do this. Don't be afraid to use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. I like hiking, So I go with my friends to the mountains. I like writing, so I write in my journal every day.
I like apples, so I go apple picking in the fall. Now it's your turn. Try making a sentence using today's grammar point.
Linda likes to read. She reads about 10 books a year.
10 books a year is great. But like Alex said, she should plan to read 15 or 20 books a year. Planning is very important. Don't you think so, Peter?
I do. You might want to go on vacation. You should plan it. Or maybe you have a wedding. You'll need to plan your wedding. Those are important things. You think about what you will do and write it down and make sure everything is ready.
Yeah, I like to travel, so I need to plan many things. I need to know where I will stay, what I will see, how long I will be gone for, and many other things.
Linda likes Alex's idea. She is excited about it, and I'm excited to take a short break. Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back. See you soon. So, what are some common New Year's resolutions?
Well, many people I know want to exercise more and become healthier, and they want to eat healthier too. I think I know about 4 or 5 people who want to do this.
Another common one is watching TV less or playing less video games and computer games.
That's right, and they are all great New Year's resolutions. All right, friends, right now it's time for us to go to our last part. Here's Conversation C.
Hi, Taylor. What are you doing?
Hi, Rob. I'm ordering a textbook online.
Oh? What kind of textbook?
I want to learn a new language.
What language do you want to learn?
My goal for 2017 is to learn Chinese.
That's a great goal.
You and Alex can help me, I hope.
Sure.
In Conversation C, we meet Rob and Taylor. Taylor is ordering a textbook online.
Well, look what I have here. This is a history textbook.
Yeah, there are different kinds of textbooks. Students use them to learn about different subjects in school.
That's right. If you are a high school student, you probably study from a history textbook in your history class.
Yeah, you use your math textbook in math class, your science textbook in science class. Hey, Marie, Taylor is not a student. Why is she ordering a textbook?
Because she wants to learn a new language. Here on Let's Talk in English, we speak English. English is a language. If you live in Japan, the language we speak is Japanese. And if you live in France, you speak French.
That's right. So what language does Taylor want to learn? Very good. She says, my goal is to learn Chinese. Ooh, that's very hard. Here's Christina to tell us more about this.
Taylor 2017的新目标就是要学中文. 他说, my goal for 2017 is to learn Chinese. 所以面对新的一年,你也来试试看用英文说出你的新年新希望吧. 请你用这个句型, my goal for 2017 is to do something. 比如说, 我想一年旅游两次. My goal for 2017 is to travel twice. 或者我想要考到驾照. My goal for 2017 is to get my driver's license. 有人的目标可能是想进入一所理想的大学。My goal for 2017 is to enter my dream college. 那你的目标是什么呢？一起来说说看吧。
So Taylor's goal for 2017 is to learn Chinese. What a great goal! It won't be easy, but you can do it.
我跟 Taylor 一样，我要学好中文。
Wow, Peter, your Chinese is really good. My goal for 2009 was to learn Korean. So I became a full-time student at a language program. I studied Korean for 2 years. It was hard, but I'm glad I did it.
Rob and Alex can help Taylor learn Chinese. You know, if you have a goal, you can always ask your friends and family to help you. Hey, that might even do it with you.
Yeah, what are friends for? All right, friends, well, right now, it's time for us to review. So let's practice saying those key words together.
Here's the first key word of the day. Goal. Goal. My goal in 2017 is to make a new friend.
Resolution. Resolution. My resolution is to eat less candy.
Plan. Plan. I am planning a trip to Taipei soon.
Language. Language. English is a fun language to learn.
Textbook. Textbook. I need a new textbook for class. Okay, friends, make sure to be practicing. That might be your goal. And now we can review our lesson one more time. Here we go.
Good morning, Alex.
Hi, Linda.
What are you doing?
I'm making a list of goals for 2017.
You're writing New Year's resolutions?
Yes. I make a list of goals every year. What about you?
I don't make resolutions.
Why not?
Resolutions are hard to keep.
Try an easy goal. What do you enjoy doing now?
I like reading, so maybe I can read more books next year.
How many books do you read now?
I read maybe 10 books every year.
Okay. Plan to read 15 or 20 books next year.
I like that idea. Now I'm excited.
Hi, Taylor. What are you doing?
Hi, Rob. I'm ordering a textbook online.
Oh? What kind of textbook?
I want to learn a new language.
What language do you want to learn?
My goal for 2017 is to learn Chinese.
That's a great goal.
You and Alex can help me, I hope.
Sure.
Yes, it is a very exciting time.
Yeah, party, party, party.
No, it's exciting because people are making resolutions.
Resolutions?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Well, those are goals, new plans.
Oh, are you making new goals?
Yes, I am. And here's my list. I plan to read more books.
Oh, are these your books?
Yeah. So tell me, Ginger, what is your New Year's resolution?
Let's see. Oh, I'm going
Well, good for you.
Yeah, eat better bananas. Bigger ones, beautiful ones, more yellow ones.
Ginger.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about New Year's goals. And here to answer our question is Ms. Resolution. Hello, Reza.
Hello, Rob.
Reza, you are a life coach.
That's right, Rob.
What does a life coach do?
Life coaches help people to set goals and reach them and become more successful.
Great. Then you're the perfect person to answer today's question. Our question today comes from Carol Chang of Tainan, Taiwan. Carol writes, "A new year is starting soon. I want to be more successful in the new year. Can you give me some advice?"
Good for you, Carol. I'm glad you want to be more successful.
Yeah, I want to be more successful too. So what can we do, Reza?
Well, first, you need to decide what kind of success you want.
What do you mean?
Well, different people have different goals. Some people might want to be healthier. Other people might want to make more money. And some other people want to travel more. And others want to spend more time with their families.
I see. Once you have a goal, then what?
Well, after you have a goal, you need to decide when you want to complete that goal.
Do you mean set a date?
That's right. For example, you may want to lose 5 pounds by June.
I see. Then what?
Then decide what you might need to overcome or give up in order to reach the goal.
Do you mean things like not having enough time or money or maybe giving up sweets and chocolate?
Yes, that's right.
I see. Is that all?
Well, one last step. Write it all down and then come up with a plan. Decide what you're going to do every day, every week, and every month to reach your goal.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for the advice, Reza. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
The new year is almost here. I hope you guys are ready for it. Marie, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm making a list.
A list of what?
A list of other goals I have for 2017. I just thought of some more.
Hey, that is great. Friends, we hope that you are making goals at home too. Think about them and talk about them with your friends. Well, we are out of time for now, but make sure to come back and see us again. Right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.